We had to launch in somewhere, and the Ten Commandments, which were reinterpreted by Jesus in his teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, is a good place to begin. He didn't do away with them, the commandments that is. He brought them closer. He dealt with them in the heart of fallen man and showed us a more excellent way. So don't, in this liberal society where anything goes, where there's no absolute truth and God's more enlightened than he was when he wrote the Bible, think that God has lowered his standards for us somehow. What you will find is that he hasn't changed at all. He's immutable. I, the Lord, change not. What's happened is that we are accustomed to our culture. And this is where the real shock of what it means to belong to the King and be a citizen of the kingdom really hits you where you live. He is totally counterculture. Turn the other cheek, give to those who ask you. Don't repay evil for evil, do good to those who hurt you. The list goes on and on. Getting the drift? If you truly follow him, you will be countercultural too. You won't fit, but you will rejoice in the fact that you don't. You won't do an Esau and trade your inheritance. Once you begin to see what it means to live as a kingdom, a citizen of the kingdom of God, that you are no longer earthbound, you aren't a turkey, you're an eagle, nothing will stop you from soaring higher and higher. Cleared for takeoff.